Iraqi troops have stormed the strategic al-Nuri Mosque in Mosul's old city. They've already encircled the district, which is the last Daesh stronghold in Mosul. Iraqi forces are in control of several neighborhoods and a strategic bridge that connects the eastern and western parts of the city. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has appointed his son, Mohammed bin Salman, as his heir to the throne, dismissing Mohammed bin Nayef. The replacement comes a few days after bin Nayef was stripped of some of his powers. The young would-be successor will continue to hold his post as defense minister. President Hassan Rouhani says that Iran's missile strikes on Daesh positions in Syria were absolutely necessary and appropriate. He stressed that any action by terrorist groups will receive a decisive response. Rouhani added that if Iran was attacked again, the response would be even more crushing. People have gathered in Washington, D.C. to mark World Refugee Day. The protesters gathered outside the White House and chanted slogans in support of refugees in an attempt to send a message to the Trump administration. World Refugee Day is dedicated to raising awareness about the situation of asylum seekers. Leader of the UK Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, has attended a vigil held for victims of Monday's terror attack in North London. Corbyn slammed the recent deadly attacks in the city and urged all communities in Britain to stay united. Daesh-affiliated militants have stormed a village in North Cotabato province and took people hostage in a school. Earlier, there were reports of heavy gun battle between the Filipino security forces and the militants. The pro-Daesh militants have unleashed an insurgency mainly in southern Marawi City. Violent clashes between rival militias in the Central African Republic have left around 50 people dead. The clashes broke out near a camp in the flashpoint town of Bria. The fighting came despite a peace deal signed a day earlier. The African nation has been struggling with armed conflict since 2013. And Venezuela's Supreme Court has stripped the country's chief prosecutor of prosecution immunity. Luisa Ortega Diaz is accused of committing grave errors in her role. The opposition says that the move against Diaz came after she broke with the government and inclined towards anti-president factions.